What up, though? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we'll discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all. Carry my city like some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing.
Hey,
what's poppin'? What you drinking? Some kombucha.
Suja.
Is that the one with stevia?
They all have stevia.
No, not the green ones.
Some of them do. Some of the green ones have. Well, no, you're right. No, some of the green ones do have. No, they don't. They naturally sweeten with like apple stuff. You're right. But no, this probably. I don't think so. It might. Yeah, it has to be in it.
Yeah, I bought. I buy those. I just don't like the ones with stevia.
I don't drink them for taste. I drink them for nourishment.
Girl, you got a straw, okay? Oh, and then you go. How you gonna wash it down with? It don't look like water because I'm on water. Flavored water.
It's water.
Okay, we are live on Facebook. We haven't even introduced the show. You are now watching or listening to What Works For Us. All Black.
All Queer.
All Black.
Happy.
What?
I'll say happy Juneteenth again.
Well, I don't think we even did a Juneteenth. We decided to take the month of June off for Pride, and Juneteenth is not a month for us to work harder. It was a month for us to rest. So we took our Black queer asses and went on hiatus for the month of June. But we're back. I know so much has happened. And Mrs. I'm going to let you check in because I know you have a whole, first of all, you went back outside during the month of June for Pride. And your videos, I think now you're gonna have to do a segment on the show about your comedy videos. So, I mean, you just need to tell me what's the inspiration or let us know. It'd be so funny.
Oh my God, last time we was supposed to have done, it's been a lot. Even before me going outside, it's just been very busy and a lot just going on, and my brain has felt so mushy. So starting back in May, though, it was Mental Health Awareness Month, and we didn't end it out. And I wanted to talk about it very quickly. It was a mental health moment I had with myself. Not every mental health, it was just something I always say you have to go inside and dig into your pit of your soul and address things that need to be addressed. Well, I did that. I did it virtually, though. Shout out to Google Maps, the street view. Shout out to that, because I took a walk down memory lane in Detroit. And I was just, because I haven't been back to Detroit since I left. And
How many years that been? Somebody asked me what the last time I went back to Detroit. What was the last time you went back?
It's been 6 years now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I haven't been back in 6 years. So, and it wasn't really anything particular. I knew that I was, going to feel some kind of way just because I'm a moments girl. It's not really, let me just finish my story. So I took a walk down memory lane because I wanted to see, I wanted to see that Kroger. I wanted to see what the Kroger, I don't know if you know, but in my old hood, it was a Kroger's that was off of Warren and kind of close to Evergreen. And I was just thinking about it. And I was like, somebody says on my Kroger, I was like, when is that Kroger still there? It's not. But once I went to the Kroger, or where it used to be, I just kept going. So I just kept going, and I went down to the closest thing to a father I ever had. I went to his house, and I just sat there and looked at it for a minute. Then I looked across the street, and I remember it was a boy that lived across the street that he was trying to make me be friends with, but I was always so stank as a little kid. So I didn't want to be, I was kind of why are you introducing me to him? I don't want to be friends. I was such a bitch. But so I started there. Then I went to my house on Pearson, and I went all the way down Pearson. And I don't know if you remember James. James used to live on the same block as me. So I saw his house, the house he used to stay in. You remember James, right?
James.
Pretty Eye James.
Yeah, I remember James. So I'm just
Yeah, a lot of you all do. He used to stay on the same block as me. So I saw his house, and I just kept going down the block. The house his mama used to stay in, it's all boarded up now. So I just was looking at all these different houses, and I finally got to our house, and I just had I was working and was just boohoo crying, just crying, 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 just, and not it wasn't sad. So don't cry for me, Argentina. It wasn't a sad thing. But because of, even as of recent, people that we knew when we was younger passed away. So for me to just be able to kind of go back and see where I was, you know, little, you know what I'm saying? And climbing trees and doing all, you know, riding my bike and stuff like that, just to go back and see it. And I'm in my 37th dynasty and I'm just, and I'm okay. It was just like, it was like almost gratitude. And I just felt grateful. And I was just grateful. I was like, you know, my mom had got us a house and she was so, like, she was so proud of the house. And it was just so many different, like, emotions. So I had that moment. It was a whole thing. I was all up. Google, shout out to Google Maps. So I left my house and I went down Joy Road.
Not Joy Road.
Yeah, I went all the way down Joy Road and it looks the same. And that was like, it was almost like, yes, I was happy it looked the same, but then I was like, damn, it still looks the same. Like, it's still the same. Only thing they added was some dollar stores on the damn street. So, you know, that just speaks to the demographic. And I'm just like, ugh. So, and some new dollar stores on Joy Road. Your auntie used to stay off of what? Artesian.
Yeah, so, Artesian and Joy Road. Yep.
Yeah, so you knew, like, kind of what was on Joy Road, too. So, yeah, everything looks the same. You've been back to Detroit since I've been back, but yeah, everything still looks the same. Yeah, even the old apartments that was looking old when I was there still looks the same. So then I went all the way down to where the first place I ever lived, when I was a baby, my mom's first apartment, it's gone. But I was able to, somehow it was a glitch on the Google thing. So I was able to go down, somehow I was able to still see pictures and images of everything. So I was able to see my apartment, my auntie apartment. I saw my auntie's car outside still in like the, on the street, her car, her old car was out there. So I just was taking pictures like, oh my God, oh my God. It used to be a, everything over there is knocked down. It used to be a boys home across the street from the apartment, that's gone. So long story short, I just needed to take that walk down memory lane because I just, it was so emotional for me, but not sad. It was just like, I don't know. My memory just, I remember so much stuff. So it's like, in a good way. So I was just like, oh my God, you know, I came from there and now I'm here in Austin, Texas. And that was just a mental health moment for me. So now I think because I've done that, long story short, actually, I already told the long version kind of pretty much, but just to end it, I think I'm good to, like, when I go back home, I'll be, like, okay. Like, I didn't think I wasn't going to be okay, but I knew I was going to probably have moments. I knew I was going to want to go and see everything. But now that I did it virtually, I think I'm good now. Everything looks the same.
Would you go back to Detroit?
What you mean?
I mean, would you go physically go back now?
Well, that's what I just said. Now that I've done that, I can go back and be... I don't have any like I'm gonna feel like all this burst of ball of emotions. Cause I went everywhere. I went to all my old apartments. I was all up and through Westland. It looked the same.
What made you use Google? Like, what made you decide to do that? You just sitting there and just thought about it?
Well, no, remember I started the story at Kroger's. I was thinking about
Kroger's. Oh, you were looking for the Kroger. Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to see if it was still there. I was like, well, is it still there? And like I said, it wasn't. So that just started the whole journey. So I just went everywhere. I was on damn 75. I just was everywhere on Google Maps. So shout out to Google Maps. Like, if I could do a commercial, but like, look, okay, it's Bob. You use Street View. You can see everything you need to see. But then, okay, so then fast forward to June, Pride weekend. I went outside. And I didn't really have any reservations. Like, you know, I was just like, hey, I'm going outside. You know, I trust this body, so I'm going to go outside. And it was good being outside. It was hot as fuck.
Weather is fucking hot.
It was hot as fuck everywhere. But it was good to, like, get out. Like, we went to go see it was nice going to see Tremaine and them. It was just, yeah, for me, all the familiar faces. You know, I gave Josh a new name, the twerkulator, honey.
Twerkulator,
nice thing, twerkulator, honey. Like,
what was my name that I gave him?
Oh yeah, what did you give him?
I can't remember. It was something twerk, but it was
another. Oh yeah, well, okay, well yeah, well he's a twerkulator. That's a twerkulator. So it was nice seeing him. It was just nice seeing everybody. I didn't see everybody, but it was just nice being back out and about and on the scene downtown. Of course, the weekend I go out, it was a mass shooting that we was right by. I walked right into the fucking crime scene and didn't. Tariq did too at different times, but you know, and didn't even know it was that was what popped off. So
I was trying to go through the caution tape. Didn't even know that was the caution tape was for.
Oh my God. That's first. Now that would have got me like, why is this here? Now I would at least did that. I didn't see caution tape, but damn, you walked trying to go through the caution tape.
Because you know they blocked the streets off anyway. And so I thought it was just for them like letting us know that we could cut past this block or whatever. So they were like, I don't think you should move down. Okay, let me not try to get into it with the police. I ain't got time for that. Not even knowing that it was a mass shooting happening and I'm trying to go past the caution tape.
Yeah, so yeah, that happened. And then the next day we just went back and everything was just like normal. I mean,
except for that bitch at the restaurant.
The understaffed restaurant, Eureka. and the employee that was across the street on his skateboard, he just asked me to come to work. I wanted to go over there, nigga. You need to bring your motherfucking ass to work, okay?
Okay,
they are understaffed, okay? They need your ass. And he eventually came to work, and it was Tyreek. I'll let Tyreek tell his side if he wants to tell his side. But yeah, that's that. So I went outside, and as far as like my reels go, I do go and look at other people's stuff and like try to be on trend. Because that's the thing. And you know, that's just a way for you to get more reach if it's a lot of people doing the same thing. And I just always, of course, just try to apply it to fashion or something that got to do with me. And you know, that's pretty much all I do. I mean, you know, that's all I do. And then of course, you know, yeah, that's just what I do. I just apply it to me. And I want it to be funny because I don't want a boring page. Instagram just came out and said pretty much that their app is for entertainment. So that's
not
what I try to be too. Yeah.
You're selling stuff, you need to be doing it entertaining.
Yep.
Okay. So. Well, that's cute. No, it was the one of the ones that really cracked me. I couldn't remember. All of you cracked me up, but yeah, I was like, okay, Edmondson, really just dive right into doing the videos. You don't seem shy at all. So like I told you, I'm just fearful of doing like comedy videos and stuff. I can't. But was that your check-in?
That's pretty much the past 2 months for me. So far, it's the same old, same old. I'm still on the quest to take over this personal styling style coaching world. it's a long journey, but you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So that's just that on that. Yeah, and I guess I'll talk about everything else since we're talking about life post-pandemic. I can talk about like just thoughts moving forward, how I see stuff moving forward. After that, because yeah, but just as far as the past 2 months since we've last been here, that's all that's going on with me. Nothing else is new. I'm trying to think what else. That bitch that used to live over here is gone officially.
Oh, she's gone for real?
She's gone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got a new neighbor. He black, but he ain't been there. I don't have no neighbors right now, actually. There's nobody on either side, because he hasn't been there, whoever moved in there, and the guy over here moved, so.
So you've been blasting your music like a heathen.
I actually haven't. You would think I would, but I actually haven't. I've still been like behaving just because I don't know when they are going to come or when they're not going to come. So I'm like, well, I'll just play it as normal. But yeah, that's that on that. That bitch is finally gone. That was a nightmare during the pandemic for me. That bitch. I had to do so much with that bitch. I mean,
recording her music, sending it to the leasing office.
I had to. I mean, but you know, I feel like it was other people complaining about the bitch too. That's why she had to move. Cause she drove back over here one day after her ass had already turned the keys in. Like, bitch, why are you driving over here? Go away. But anyway, yeah, that's that on that.
Well, that's, you know, she pissed me off when she tried to hit me with her car.
Oh yeah, that.
Mm-hmm. That bitch. Yeah, unruly neighbors. So I guess my check-in. Yes, June, the month of June. While it was a rest for the podcast, you know, getting out of Mental Health Awareness Month, then going into Pride Month, it was a lot going on in the month of June. Let's see, the first week was Austin Black Pride. So basically the Austin Black Pride, I know for me, like the whole idea of going back outside was, I really, cause you know, back in the day when I would go to Austin, I used to go out every night. And so I was like, okay, I really kind of want to experience that because I had just went to DC, I had just went to Atlanta, then coming back to Austin, I wanted to just really see if it's back open. I wanted to kind of be a part of that movement and catch up with everybody. So I basically, that first week of June went out like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, like straight through. But it was like, you know, having one-on-one cocktails with people, you know, having dinner with people, and then going right into Austin Black Pride. I enjoy Austin Black Pride. Me and Emerson got a hotel downtown, and we kind of just did we didn't do none of the day events, unfortunately, but we did all the night events, and it was hot. I think hot is the best word to describe what
we
was
going on. We tried to do a day event. We tried to go to the Coconut Club. They had already left because they had sweated themselves to death.
But that wasn't, by the time we got there, it was 9 o'clock. Remember, we skipped
the boat part. Went during the day first, where we saw Adrian.
Oh, but that was, remember, that was just the Coconut Club. That wasn't a Black Pride event that day. Remember, we were just going to, we was going after the brunch.
Oh, you know, right. But wasn't they supposed to come later that, or was that, no, Saturday was, oh no, because that was Elysium. That was the day we went, okay, so right, that was that. Never mind.
But we still tried to go, and it was hot. I don't even know why we was even up there. We got to find one little spot. But basically, I really felt like community was just really all around me. I had a blast that weekend. I had a blast going to Trey's Fish Fry, seeing Twerkalata, just seeing them being fabulous over there. Then the Emerson had, I thought I lost my phone, and Emerson had it all along. And he answered it, thinking it was his phone, but it was my phone. Talk about, you got Tyreek's phone on my phone. That was the funniest thing of the weekend, because I was like, please, you know, that's the worst thing you hate is when you lose your phone when you out and about. And I haven't done that in years. I'm like, okay, where is that coming from?
Right. We hadn't even done anything. We had just got there. So I'm like, did anything where your phone could really got lost? And then I thought about, I was like, how did I have his phone? Anyway, he had a whole bag and I still had his phone. Like, I don't even know how that happened.
But I don't either. It probably was like one thing that I did, like hold this real quick, yeah, probably. Right. Something. It had to be. But
no, it was something like, I'm sure, but I'm like, instead of putting your bag, you told me to hold it. And I just was like, okay. And I just forgot. Totally forgot.
That was so funny. But like, Austin Black Pride was real fun. I really had a good time that weekend. I was wore out. We were sweat, like you said, sweat just embedded in our skin at that point. All the events was just hot and nasty. The ball, which Emerson left me at the ball to run the streets to go get pizza. Yes, you did.
Rick was busy being a father and doing all these things. I was around the club looking like a dumbass bitch. So I'm like, well, you know what? I think it's just time for me to exit stage left. I didn't, you know, this it's nothing here serving me at this point. Everybody was kind of clicked up. I was by myself and sitting around random folk. And I'm like, I mean, but I wasn't going that much longer. Y'all came, well, maybe. I think y'all probably was there maybe 2 hours after me. But
right. You were, yeah, you, well, I don't know.
On exactly. Stage and judge and all that type of shit. Tyreek was not, it wasn't like I just left him, like I just snuck out. Trust me. Tyreek was very in the ball, engaged in the ball. But they did a little kind of sort of grand house march a little bit. Like, they were very involved in the ball, which is fine. It was great. And it was cute to see. I'm glad that he did it. But yeah, girl. But that was
it. Still left me. You still left me. If we came together.
It was nice seeing everybody. Together. It was nice together. To do a little walkthrough.
But it was so hot that day. And I had on like a little dress and I didn't have no underwear on. So it was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you shouldn't have been that hot.
Well, you know, then your everything starts sticking to your thighs when you the balls are just like sticking. So I kept having to like stretch my legs so they could unstick.
I guess you couldn't have put no powder down there just in case you wanted to show what's going
on. Okay, so when
just you could have got put some degree down there. So
whatever. I would definitely. Hey, we were talking about that before. The people that be putting like deodorant under their body. Let me know. That's. But anyway,
I think Ludacris said he do that.
I can't do that. It's going in my armpit. That's about it. So yeah, that weekend was really good. Then the next weekend went right into Dallas Pride weekend, which was crazy again. Another crazy weekend. Southern Pride, another ball stuff. Yeah, so I just was just really into a lot of ballroom activities, mainstream, Kiki. But I did go see like Lil' Kim and Cash Doll and Rick Ross and all of them at the club. I got to hang out with some friends in Dallas. And yeah, I stayed in Dallas until what, Tuesday? So that was a lot that day, that week too. And so, yeah, and then another week of, a week of resting, but still had to do something last weekend. So yeah, Pride June was really fun. I felt like I gave it all that I had. I put it all on the line. And I partied and communed and, you know, was in community like to the 20th power. So I feel recharged. I'm ready. And that's just kind of leading going to our topic for today. You know, are we back outside permanently? You know, like what's next? Like, you know, and I know MSN, I do, because I got on you the other day. Cause I was like, girl, you already been outside now and you should be turning up. And you were like, bitch, I just said I was gonna go out every weekend and da 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 da.
Yeah, no, and I'm still not, but I'm still open, but I'm open to going outside every now and then. Like, I don't know if you saw, you probably already saw, Body Rock is back in September.
I saw that, but I still you know how I feel about that. Stop announcing that something is ending. And then y'all keep bringing it back every time. Like, that's just, I mean, I guess
that's the point. I thought they didn't end it. They just was not doing it every month.
Oh, they had moved location. I don't know. It felt like I went to 2 Body Rock goodbye parties for it to just be still coming back.
Oh, yeah, but it's not every month like it used to be. Now it's like it's quarterly, supposedly. Okay.
But I'm just saying, don't be playing with my emotions. Like,
sure, I get you.
Like, don't do no 2 farewell parties a day every 8 months. Be back. But don't do no farewell party again. Because I, you know, next time they do, I'm like, bitch, y'all will be back next month.
Okay.
Y'all stop it. As soon as I find a venue and some money, y'all. But no, they are back. So that is a positive. I did see that. You're going to be turning it up?
I'm ready. I'm definitely ready. I think it is. For whatever reason, the way I was called to go that night, I'm called to go back again. Just, I feel like it's a full circle moment because that was right before the pandemic happened. So, or was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. That was right before the pandemic happened. So yeah, right before the pandemic happened. So to go back after is on its way out the door. I just feel like, I don't know, that I just feel like it would only be right. But anyway, go ahead. Y'all check in. Well, y'all check in.
No, we started the topic now. There's no check-in. I already checked in.
So. Oh, yeah, well, post-pandemic. Well, yeah, I never start going out every weekend. But, no, I'm definitely, I don't know. For me, I'm not permanently in. But, I mean, I still got to be careful because remember the girl and Ngozi Kim that we met at that whack-ass Halloween party? Well, she didn't got the Rona.
The one in L.A.?
Yep. She got the Rona. She got her test results back Friday morning. It's so funny because I was following her story because she was so transparent about it. She was like, I can't smell and I can't taste anything. And she was like, I think I might have the Rona. She's like, I got a test. I'm going to keep y'all posted on everything. And I was just up one night. And I was like, oh, let me go check and see how she doing. And lo and behold, she got it. So my whole point of me saying that is I still, you know, I still got to watch myself. But I'm outside though. If I feel like it's necessary, you know, I'm outside. But I'm outside, but I don't know if I'm like outside like the same way I used to be. Like, I kind of want to be outside a little different. Like, some of the stuff I said I was going to do pre-panoramic, I think now I'm going to continue. So I just need to get in some different spaces and places so I can be network with different people for Essence of Style and for me. I just think I need to be around, you know, because I was thinking the other day, and I thought about you. I was just sitting here thinking, because I've been listening to all this affirmation music and stuff like that. Affirmation music. It's a girl named Toni Jones and this guy named Londrell. And it's kind of they're speaking positive affirmations. And I like what the girl Toni Jones says. It's just kind of like she's speaking kind of sort of poetry while it's like to like beat, but like R&B music or like our type of music. But anyway, So I'm trying to get that energy in my space. And I was just thinking, and I was just sitting here thinking one day, and I was like, you know what? And she said something about, she said, Toni Jones said something about not limiting herself to the place that she lives, or not limiting herself to the place that she lives or the city that she lives in when it comes to her attracting a man to her. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not regional. And I thought about you because you said Monica's regional. And I'm like, I'm not regional. I am not just going to limit myself to people here in Austin. So I was like, only way it's going to happen is if I get outside in these streets and, you know, start going different places. So that's definitely something that I'm going to, I said before the pandemic fucked up, that I'm going to kick off and start up again. And
can you clarify that? So are you saying you're going to start traveling more?
Yeah, I have to. Because, I mean, my thing is, if I stay here, and Tyreek told me that, he was like, well, you need to sit up there and find a man. I'm like, listen, it's not like I'm just not out here in these streets. It's just the people here in the city I'm in ain't feeling me. So I need to go some different places. So I need to get around some people and some different type of people. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely the plan. So that's one thing, I think, post-panoramic that I already said I was going to do, but I'm definitely not. That talking about going back outside, that I'm definitely going to do. But I haven't figured out what my first event or anything is going to be yet. But
I kind of agree with you on that. Like, definitely the traveling thing, right? But I also want to be, I think one reason why I kind of went ham about the what I was doing in June, like the community and partying and stuff like that, I think I'm good. I'm good at what's going on in Austin as far as the 4th Street and, you know, like turning up, you know. I got it out of my system. I'm good. I kind of want to do different things this summer that, like you said, I'm kind of back outside, but I don't, like, one of the things that I know that I'm still not comfortable doing is traveling out of the country. I'm still kind of leery about that for some reason. I don't know, it could be just in my head, but I'm just like, is it too soon? I think it might be a little too soon for me to travel out the country. But also, now that I did that all in June, I don't want that just to be my experience this summer. I kind of want to make like other experiences, like visit a lot more people in other places, and kind of what I was doing, you know, pre-pandemic before, like visiting people in different cities and stuff like that, and really creating moments with them, like not just seeing them at the club. Like, these people are really important to me. Go and spend some time with them. They could be like close friends or associate friends. They don't even have to be close friends. Like, just go, if I'm going to New York, reach out to like some people that I know and like hang with them. And so that's kind of like what I've been doing. Like, even when I had went to like DC, I kind of did that. Like, I hung out with a friend of mine that we hadn't really hung out. We house members, but we hadn't hung out, but I got a chance to experience them by just going to DC and hanging out with them. And then when I went to Atlanta, my brother Tyrus, me and him hadn't hung out forever since Vegas, but even before that, about 8 years. So I think I want to do that too. So I guess for me, I want to do other stuff. I don't know what that means. Honestly, I'm open to whatever. I know we're doing a road trip up the East Coast next week. Even outside of that, as I, you know, we got a wedding, different little stuff that I want to do, more event driven than just club and ball driven. I don't want to get caught up in that being the only thing I did all summer at all. Like, that's not my forte.
Yeah, I think for me, and I've said this before, that must sound like a broken record, but I think for me, I'm cool with, again, I'm happy I went back to that, but that's definitely not something I'm trying to, like I said, like you said, I should be out turning up. If that means me just going on 4th and gallivanting around 4th, back and forth to 6th and stuff like that, or every single weekend, no. I think that is something that I'm not, and don't get me wrong, I'm still a girl who likes to party. But I think for me now, I'm just more thirsty. I really am thirsty for elevated experiences. So just in life in general. So, and I know it's going to take me some time probably to get to where I really want to be with my elevated experiences, but I just want to do different stuff. And if I'm still down for partying and doing different things, but I think the events, like, what's that one that I wanted to go to? Afrobeats? Afrobeats.
Afropunk.
Yeah, Afropunk. Like stuff like that, even though not now, maybe not now or when, but once like really, like that we get back into stuff, I think I want to just start doing more stuff like that. And it'll be a way for me to meet more people, because I just don't know enough people. And, you know, being a business owner, networking is extremely important. So, and I, you know, if I, if I go to elevated experiences, I'll meet people that might be doing what I want to say. I meet a different echelon of people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, you do.
And I think that I need to have those type of contacts. I just do. Cause I mean, I love being online or doing the stuff online, but I know like even one of like my mentors, she was just like, well, even if you virtual, she was like, Eric, you need to, she was like, I think you're gonna have to get out there. Cause I think it's just gonna be beneficial to you. But anyway, so elevated experiences, like different stuff, doing different things, even like for us, like when you come and visit and stuff like that, me, you, shout out to Chris and Dior. Like mm-hmm. when we do stuff, I just kind of maybe want to do stuff different and kind of like, you know, we can still meet up and eat, but maybe we can go to the spot. Like it's a space called Abba. Have you ever been to Abba Mediterranean?
Uh-uh.
It's a real cute spot downtown. It's reservation only, but it's really cute. And I was like, just doing stuff like that. Like, I'm like, I made us a reservation. We can go meet up for drinks, the tiki bar on the top of Marriott. That type of stuff. And I've said this before, but I think now I'm just really like, no, that's what I need to do. But anyway, go ahead.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like just doing things that, you know, I just don't want to go back to just that kind of party. If I'm going to do party, it's going to be in a different kind of way. It's going to be, yeah, just elevated. And I felt like that's why I kind of got, while June was really, really fun, I also was over, you know, I was like, I'm ready to go. It was nothing more. I'm tired of being just sweaty and hot. Like I want to get dressed up and go to an event where I know that it's going to be air, that I can find a seat and, you know, enjoy the atmosphere without it being so rough and so.
That part. Yeah. It's funny you say that, rough.
Yeah,
like I'm over like the kind of it like we doing all this stuff and it's just rough and we gotta worry about standing these lines and all, just like I'm a little over it. I'm kind of, you know, again, elevated experience, you know,
mm-hmm.
VIP type shit, like, you know, like that's me, like, you know, maybe even just different that kind of stuff. I think we've done the rough stuff, especially you. Mm-hmm. But we've done the rough stuff for so long now.
It's draining. It's draining. And then my recovery is just not the same. Okay.
No, it's not. Because you so, oh my God, you so extreme though. Like, that's because, like you said, you went in like head first, like, and just experienced everything. And you just did not stop. So you just wore yourself out. I knew I wasn't gonna be able to do Kim, because I was like, after the Alpha weekend, I was like, I had stuff going on. I was like, I had other stuff going on. So I was like, I can't do that in that. That's just team too much. So anyway, but go ahead.
It was team too much. But I agree with you. Like, that's kind of my vision. I don't want to, you know, and I don't want to like, go to the beach or just go, you know, climbing. I don't know what I want to do. I'm open to whatever. Like, and so I'm not going to say I'm not going to do those things too, but I don't want to go right into those cliche things as well. Like, I just want to do some things different if I'm going to do it. Like I said, going to a wedding this year, I haven't been in a while. That's, you know, that's something different. Like I said, the road trip thing, going to all these different cities and just being ratchet in different places, that'd be, you know, I think that's an experience.
That's a definite experience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think I'm like outside for sure. And I just really want this summer to, I started off with a bang. So I guess my expectation is already there. I'm like, I don't even know how I'm gonna come down from working and partying, and you know, so yeah, but I'm like, I can still do it. I'm still out here in these streets, so whatever. And you know, and then community, right? Like I wanna, you know, get more into being outside and, you know, with people and like helping people and, you know, that part too. I think that's important for me, just to see, you know, I've been dealing with my clients over the phone so long and, you know, doing all these virtual events and in the work. I can't wait till we could actually like, you know, that part. And my, even that's going to scare me on a different level because of, you know, me being here and there and that type of stuff. But So yeah, like outside is open. If I'm ready to turn up, still looking for some more summer music type of thing. So what do you think? Like, what have you gotten from when other people, when they say, they outside, nah. Cause they, now they trying to make that like, only ratchet people saying like, watch out for a girl to say she outside, nah. Like, do that mean so the girls just letting it out now?
From what, I mean, my Explore page. My Explore page should always show me different stuff. But I think that a lot of people are outside. I go off my stories. My stories have been a lot more entertaining than they've been in a while, just because a lot of people are actually out at events. Like a lot of times in my stories, it became very stale because people were doing the same things all the time. They weren't, you know what I'm saying, going to the same spots, even if they were going out, it seemed like it was the same spot they was going to all the time. Now I'm starting to see different stuff, or even YouTube. My YouTube has been off the chain. People have been going within the country, of course, but people have been traveling to, you know, different spaces and spots even in within the United States. So I think that some people that stay in the outside are really outside, but then some people that stay in the outside. Well, no, let me not say that, because the one girl I'm thinking about, she went outside too. Like people going ATVing and people going helicopter rides. Like people are definitely doing different stuff. So I don't think it's a ratchet thing. I don't think it's a ratchet thing. I think, you know, I've seen people, all different types of people standing outside. A lot of people moved cross country. Mm-hmm. People moved from, somebody I know was in Detroit, moved to Cali. And of course you got all the people from Cali moving to Texas. And you got the people from New York that moved to Miami. Like I follow people who have done those type of moves. A lot of people moved to Mexico.
They moved to Mexico.
Two people I know, or no, five, well, one person I actually do know, but two girls, they moved to Mexico.
Okay, so, there you go. They showing out, girl.
The people want to go over there, I guess, girl. I'm like, okay, but I guess that's as far as the outside goes. Like, so it's. Is there anything like deep though that like, is there anything like deep since we've been through it and you look back and we went through, I mean, cause we just went through the panoramic and just kind of just kept it moving. But mm-hmm. Is there anything like deep, like you said, outside of just community and partying, is there anything like personal that's within you that maybe you might want to share that you feel differently about now that you've experienced that, you went through that and you looking back at it now, like, okay, now you know, I went through that. I feel this way, or I have a different perspective on this outside of what you've already mentioned?
Oh, that's a good question. What I would say is what I noticed going back to that moving thing. I went out to dinner with Willis and coworkers yesterday, and like the one they were expressing that they had moved from Kansas to here, but they hadn't been out. They was like, they've been living here for like since December, I think, but they don't know nothing of, you know, but it was a panoramic. So they didn't know anything and they hadn't been anywhere. So that just always kind of, and I'm thinking about my own experience being here, right? Like, well, yeah, I moved here during that time, but everything was still what it was. And so I guess that's just been striking a chord with me. Like, wow, like you can be somewhere and not be a part of what's going on. Like you could live a life and not even be like socially involved in your surroundings
with it, not even being a panoramic.
Yeah, you can experience that in general, but I think for me, knowing that the panoramic forced people into that kind of lifestyle, because I remember when I first moved here, like just going on a walk, right, just going to the cafe, the coffee, yeah. Like it wasn't much that I was like, even when it first opened back up, I still wasn't like, oh, I just wanted to go out yet. Like it was a progression because I didn't know what going out felt like here. The same thing when I first went out in Austin. And so I just think that, I guess I just realized you can really have a life within your own little bubble. Your own little bubble, and that's kind of like everybody was literally living in their own little bubble. Yeah. And then we only connected digital, And so I found that to be interesting. Like I've been saying on the podcast, one of the big things that I got, like I could talk about how much I did in June and stuff like that, but one of the things that I really think that I took away from the panoramic is rest. Like I have rest more now than I probably rest my whole life. Because even still being virtual, like sometimes I could just go to sleep in the middle of the day. I literally can't, and it's become a pattern because of the panoramic that's literally embedded in my everyday life now, like going to sleep during the day or like really kind of just living on your own. Like, you know your responsibilities, you know the things that you have to do. But when you're like working from home and living from home, you can kind of do it at your own pace because you ain't really got to make time to clean up when you always home, or you ain't got to make, you know what I'm saying? You can kind of, I don't know, it's just weird. So I think rest and kind of being in control of your time more was a really big thing. Because now that we're opening back up, what I ran into in June is trying to take care of everything. So when you're not at home all the time, and that's when you're going back to that regular life, you got to deal with traffic.
Yeah.
You know, you got to deal with people. You got to, you out, you got to go to the grocery stores instead of, you know, I've been Ubering Eats forever. Like, am I going to start going back into the grocery store now or going back, you know, like on an everyday basis,
yeah,
you know, every week basis. So yeah, so I think those two things, rest, I'm embedded in it. I'm in debt. I would go take a nap in a night. I used to take my little power naps, remember?
Yeah, I remember. And I never could be a participant in that. I'm like, 15 minutes is not enough.
I go to sleep. I go to sleep. I get into bed. And it could be 2 o'clock. Okay.
That's how I do. I don't know, power nap. I'm like, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. I ain't about to 15 minutes. I'm not even in deep sleep. If it's 15 minutes, that's me closing my eyes. 15 minutes is me closing my eyes.
That white supremacy mentality that all we got is 15 minutes. You get what I'm saying? That's why I love the nap ministry, because it does really put that perception, you know, into place. Like, who taught you that you can't not work? You know, who told you you can't rest? Who told you you can't take a break? Who told you you got to grind all the time just to be successful? Like, and so when I really started really feeling that way, it was one thing when I started reading. I'm like, bitch, yeah, who says, bitch, I'll put this pen down. I'm going to sleep. I'm doing it for the culture. You know, this is a revolutionary act for me to take a nap so I can be well-minded when I get up to do some more work, you know, and spread that shit out. So yeah, I feel like I've learned an easier way to exist. And if something has fell by the wayside, I don't believe, but if something did, it just really wasn't meant, it was too much in the first place. So I think that was the biggest thing that I learned, that you ain't got to do all that. All that is really not even important. At the end of the day, it don't even matter, because the panoramic showed us everything that we was doing didn't matter. We can still have our regular lives without none of that shit we was doing before. None of the stuff that we thought was important is not really important. It really don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of that. So that's what I learned. Rest and enjoying an easier path of living.
Okay. It's funny that you mentioned that, though, because I just wanted a girl I follow on Instagram just posted one of those little infographic things of saying how in the U.S., the U.S. is the only country that, like, has this work culture that you have to work until pretty much you your nails bleed type of mentality. Like, you know, we don't have mandated, like time off, like, you know, I guess a lot of other countries, it's mandated that you take time off, a particular type amount of time off. We don't have it mandated. We got this PTO bullshit. And if you don't take it, they will pay you the money. If you don't take your PTO, we'll just give you the, you just add it to your check and just don't take your vacation. And people be like, oh, I haven't taken time off in 3 years.
People stack it, but that's that mentality, trying to stack up that money to
right.
get
some but check. Even if you don't stack, but I don't even think some of them just trying to stack, because some of them just like, well, you know, I just keep working and did it like that, because like you were talking about rest, they don't think that you're supposed to, like, rest is something you're supposed to do. That, well, I'm just, you know, I'm just going to keep working because, you know, why not and everything like that. No, take some time off and rest. It's nothing wrong with just taking some time off and doing nothing and taking naps and laying in the bed like Mariah Carey. Sometimes it's necessary. So I think that is something that I'm glad that I'm glad that you got that. But I don't know if everybody else got that. I think some people are going to go right back into all them people dry bag and to go back to the office.
Everybody trying to go back. Why are you trying to go back to the stress? Why are you even at my job? Like, I'm not trying to go back to the office. For what? Why? I like to roll over and take a call. Like, what is wrong with that? Why do I have to get dressed, put on my clothes, get in traffic, go to an office, talk to people, then get off of work, get my little lunch in, then get off work, drive back home, take a shower, change the clothes, maybe go to the gym. Like, I don't really want that 8 hours of my day. Well, no, that becomes like 10 hours of your day, like getting work and stopping and errands. And you can do all that from the house. Yeah, a lot of people don't, like, even going to that PTO, right? People, they don't even, but see, the jobs don't even encourage you to take the PTO. They offer it. Then it's like they make a big thing if you, oh, well, I don't know. Like, well, no, bitch, it's PTO. Like, it shouldn't be, if the policy say 2 weeks, so I'm asking for 2 weeks, it shouldn't even be a question. Like, what do you, me and you and I even need to talk about?
I'm taking time off. It's available to me. I'm taking it off. I remember years ago when I was at Target, when I went to Miami with you, that was a deal. That was a thing at Target. Like, people were upset with me. And I'm like, I am going to Miami. I've got vacation time. I'm leaving. Right. So this is going on. This is going on. My life does not move around fucking Target. I'm about to set my vacation time around what Target got going on, their sets and stuff. No, it just happens to be the way. And I think I've said this to you before. I've never forgot that, because I'm still baffled that you get an attitude with somebody that, because they want to go and live their life and take some time off. But coming from people who don't, but the people that I was working with didn't take vacations. They worked into Target until Target fired their ass. Like, you know, they was just too dedicated to the job. But one thing I will say, which brings me to what I think I've learned after the pandemic. One thing I've learned that I've seen a lot of, which is, when I kind of talked about it in my check-in, but I think I've realized the importance of partnership with, I'm talking about partnership like with a relationship. The importance of partnerships like marriage or just whatever. I think I look at it totally different now. And I look at it like it's necessary for so many different reasons. I think it's necessary. I mean, I thugged it out. I did, you know, I thugged out the snowpocalypse. I didn't thug it all out by myself. But my thing is, I don't think there's any type of consolation prize for that. Like, you know, I'm thankful. Thank God. I'm thankful that he gave me the strength. My mom, I'm happy, grateful. But I don't think that it's something I need to go around and be like, I sit there, I did this all by myself. Like, I don't think there's any, yes, I pat myself on the back, but I just think the partnerships or companionship or partnerships in relationships, I think relationships period are important, even with friendships, all that kind of stuff, that's all important. But I think now I'm like, it's the power of two is way, it's just, the power of two people together, you know, and working together for a common goal together. I just think I see so much benefit in that. And I saw it so much with people during the pandemic who are married or partnership or, you know, engaged, whatever. I saw how that works. And I'm like, that's important. That's something I desire. I always have, though. But I think now, like I said, I'm listening to possible, you know, affirmations about, you know, men and all that kind of stuff. I'm really want that for myself now, because I feel like I've done this by myself thing. I mean, I'm an only child, so I've done this by myself thing for a while now. And it's like, I think it's time that I be able to experience what it's like to live in partnership with somebody where I got like a teammate, like that's here. Like, you know, we got each other. We got each other back. We working on, you know, we working, we doing life together. I just think that there's a lot of power in that. When people say that, you know, marriage is not just about love, it's business. I get that now. I totally get that now. Like, I get it. Like, I totally get it. And I think, yeah, I definitely, I desire that. I need it. I want it. It's going to be beneficial to me, I think, in my future. The right type of person, though, I think that's truly, I'm truly equally yoked with. I think that it'll be a powerful thing. And I get that now much more, because I think another thing that the pandemic taught me, and this is going to sound materialistic, but I just think that we live in a capitalistic country. And I just think that there are truly two Americas, racially, and I will always be a part of the other America racially. And I'm not trying to assimilate on the other side. Don't get the wrong idea. I'm not trying to go over to the other side and be, I'm not a coon. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, though, but there's two Americas economically. And I think that I saw a lot of, even though, yes, we all went through the pandemic and experienced certain things that were similar, I think people who are part of certain economic or economic statuses, they lived a little different. And then now seeing all the money that was made from all these people that was on the other side during the pandemic, and I wasn't a part of it, I'm like, I feel a way about that. So I definitely need to work on that part, because I'm next time, if it ever happened again, I want to be on the other side. I don't want to be on the side where I'm looking like, damn, really? That's what was happening? Like, I don't want to be a part of that. I want to be on the part of like, yeah, that's what happened. And it's not slighting anybody. It's not trying to say I'm leaving anybody behind. I just think it's a part of being grown, being a grown ass bitch, and knowing that you know, creating, even though, you know, I don't want kids of my own, but just having some type of legacy for myself, I think that's important. And I think that type of being financially literate and having, you know, and just being, set myself up to be able to be good in situations where we go through a recession and come out and you're actually more wealthier, you have more wealth and stuff like that. I just think I want to be, learn how to get on that side. So that's something I learned, that, you know, partnership is important and financial literacy is very important, because stuff just be happening. Like, all this stuff was happening, and what the TV said distracted a lot of people. They don't even know what was all this stuff was going on in the background. And now it's coming out, oh yeah, motherfuckers was becoming billionaires and trillionaires. Mm-hmm. While all they were saying all this bullshit to us and telling us how broke we are and how we at the bottom of the barrel and how we gonna be broke as fuck in 2053. They asked it, and it's, Black people was a part of that too. That well, they are, but they just the ones who know, who ain't listen to that bullshit, who like, oh yeah, I ain't shit. Well, we ain't gonna never have nothing. We ain't gonna never be nothing. And they don't try to do nothing to get to the other side, because they're being told that they can't, you know, TV programming. They call it programming for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be on the other side. So I think that's what I learned. But I think most important outside of that, just partnership. I just think, you know, it's a beautiful thing to have a partner, somebody that you go through this kind of stuff with. Even like during the snowpocalypse, you know, I thugged it out. But some people recorded YouTube videos of them actually going through it. And the people who actually had somebody with them, I was like, I mean, yeah, they were still fucked up situation, but they had somebody. Right. You know what I'm saying? It was somebody there.
It's a difference.
So, you know, or even when I was standing in line trying to get in Targets and stuff, you know, and hearing couples talk, you know, yeah, we was driving around here. We drove around here, and just the partnership of it. I'm just like, oh, that's such a beautiful thing. And it's definitely something I've never been anti-relationship, but I just think now it's just like the desire is even bigger. I desire that now. Like, I have to have a partnership, because I deserve it, for one. And two, it's just, I think it's necessary in life. I don't think we're meant to be by ourselves like that, but
when you think about it, like in the terms of you talking about it during the panoramic and the snow apocalypse, being with someone becomes a kind of a mandated resource. Like, it's a resource automatically. Like, just say that we've already been stripped and we have them to go find resources. You know, your lights is out, right? It's cold. Yeah. You're going to find covers, and you find, you know, and you're going to look for all those resources. Yeah. But when you're in a partnership, you automatically have a resource. That's that right. Person, whether it is helping you stay warm, whether it's them if two of y'all are going to look for some blankets, you might cover up with more blankets. If two of y'all are going to get some, when people are getting some snow to flush their toilet, is it two people going to get that? You got more snow. So it becomes, the way you're saying it, when you think about it that way, it becomes a resource at your disposal automatically. Where could we go, you know, our brains go right into, you know, looking for resources when we're in those situations, even a panoramic, right? You know, a lot of people don't got on the internet looking for social, you know, companionship or, you know, communication and all of that. But when you already have someone, you have that resource. So if you're feeling lonely or, you know, and again, it's not always the resource, like you say, it has to be with someone that is qualified to be that resource for you, right? Because they can be also be a liability. As
now, I'm not looking for a seat filler. I'm definitely not looking for a seat filler. I want that all seven of my chakras, they stimulate every last one, but go ahead.
Yeah, but it could be a liability if they're not, like, you either be a resource or liability in those situations, because you have somebody in the house that ain't doing that can make your situation worse and better. And so, I just love the idea that when you said it's a business, because it's automatically a resource that should be at your disposal at any second, any, you know, automatically. So I think that is beautiful when you say it like that. And the financial thing, a lot of people kind of, you know, gave up on their dreams during a panoramic, or said, you know, they allowed the idea that they couldn't go digital, or they didn't know how to go digital and stuff like that. You were very, I think you were one of the main ones, like, everything's digital. So stick digital, like, you really put that in my brain, like, bitch, you keep doing it, but do it digital, right? Like, you can't not slow down because of the panoramic. And I think that was one of the things I learned how to move forward with what's going on, using what, you know, doing what you can with the way that you can't just stop and wait for someone to tell you what's the next step. Or, like, you know, we're gonna do an Art Heals Festival, we're still gonna do it, but how? We gotta figure it out. I can't wait to figure out if other people is going to do one or not do one, if we're gonna cancel everything or stuff like that. So I think it's very important to be able to still believe, like, still make your visions be able to work under different circumstances, right? Like, don't be one track focus or tunnel vision. Have tunnel vision with your dreams and goals and stuff, because if you got to pivot. You got to pivot. And I think a lot of people, I've seen some people that I felt like didn't pivot. You know, now they're coming back out. Now they're doing stuff. But you've been gone a whole year.
You've been gone a whole year. And things like, in certain things, because of the panoramic, because it just accelerated everything. So my thing is, you coming back and you thinking you're going to go back to the same. No, you're still going to be behind, because the digital is where digital, all that stuff is still, it's happening. Like, they, I saw a report, they said that e-commerce is, like, expected to be like a $1 trillion industry, like, in the next couple of years, because it was, everything accelerated during the pandemic. So now everybody, even Instagram says that is their new focus, is e-commerce on Instagram, and which I understand why. I found my new spot to shop on Instagram. My girl, a YouTube girlfriend, her husband found his new spot to shop on Instagram. Like, that's just where we are. So you come back out now, like, hey, okay, girl, well, you still behind. Like,
right. Like, what are you gonna do?
You still gonna have to learn this way, and we already 20 steps ahead of you, because we move with the wave. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's real. Like, the world has shifted. So I'm just curious to see what stays, you know, with the acceleration, what kind of goes back to normal. Like, you know, yes, you know, our topic is, are we back outside permanently? I think it's permanent.
Yeah.
I think it's just that time now, but I am curious as to how we're going to, how is the world going to be, like, experiencing that? Like, what is, because we're going to take some of that stuff with us. Zoom is still going to be here, right? They're not going to get rid of Zoom now. That's still a viable, prioritized way of communicating.
Yeah.
It still is. I can't imagine. I haven't not we've been open for months now, and we still using Zoom, like,
and, you know. Apple is coming for Zoom's ass, by the way.
Oh, they got a new one?
No, FaceTime is, you get links with FaceTime now. They, you got, you can have up to, like, I think maybe, I think it's over 50 people in one FaceTime session now. Like, Apple's coming for that ass. So
they're about to try to brand FaceTime as okay, I see it.
So I'm just saying that to add to what you're, that's definitely Zoom and that type of thing is definitely not going anywhere. Apple is already trying to dominate. They like, okay, we see where it's going. So they, I mean, this is, and this ain't not until what, September, supposedly, maybe, I don't know the date. But yeah, I don't know when it's gonna happen again. Allegedly, it's rumored that this is gonna come out in September.
Did you give us an Apple exclusive? No,
it's rumored. I don't know nothing. Y'all don't know. But
you always say that. Stop lying.
Anywho, so yeah, so you're right, and but then too, I think, but at the same time, I think that the in-person stuff is going to be even more powerful, because even though this is still a resource, I think when people get together now and people really appreciate it and they know the power of being in person with people, mm-hmm. which I definitely know, I know for sure. I know that I think during this pandemic, I've definitely realized, and I've said it to you, I was like, I know I can't connect with people the same way I do when I'm in person. So, you know, I think that told me just from a lot of different ways that, yeah, I can do this. But I gotta get in person, because the way I'm wired, I have to be in the same space. I can only feel your energy that way. If I try to do a digital, I can get, yeah, you know, I've gotten it wrong. So I'm like, let's go in person. Let me meet you somewhere in person, so I can really get a feel for you. I can feel your energy for real. So I can know if I don't need to
feel something else.
I ain't never been that girl trying to be a digital hoe. I ain't never been that. But anyway, I'm not judging. I'm just saying. But yeah. So yeah, definitely. That was another thing I think, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, and I think I get why people like when they to a certain point. I see why certain people try to ride their marriage out to the end. Cause I understand that partnership. Like I understand, like it's cheaper to keep her. Like it's cheaper to keep your, I mean, it's cheaper to keep your ass around. Us being separate is just gone. It's more work. And I don't want the more work. So I'ma stick it out with your ass. I'ma be like Rashida. You ain't had a baby on me, shit nigga, but we good business partners. So shit, I'm opening up another store, nigga. Like, buy me a new store, and I'm just gonna stick it out, cause I see it. So that's it for me.
Half of the mortgage or rent is another Louis bag. Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I pay, listen.
To a certain extent, I'm not saying if you're getting your ass whooped or beat. I'm not saying that's the situation. That's totally the situation. But I can see maybe just not always being so quick to throw in a towel. And I don't think I'm necessarily so quick to throw in a towel. I have my ways, but I'm not just like, oh, just fuck the relationship away. But now I'm really like, with, you know, my I ain't gonna say, I don't like to say future. With my husband, we're just gonna speak it into now. But we got a lot going on. Nigga, I just might need a couple of weeks, but I'm coming back home
where right. I belong. Okay. So that was a good topic. So I just really, you know, starting back, we're back. And so we just talk about what it is being back outside. But yeah, so be looking forward for episodes going forward. We're not taking any more long hiatus until... Yeah. You know what, until we feel like it, right? Because we're not in a rush, and we are content creators, but if y'all need us when we're gone, we got 70 episodes for you to kind of do some flashbacks.
Yes, you know? Yes, you can always go back.
You can always go back. Okay, especially some of the first ratchet ones, right?
Oh my gosh, and I was going, you was hungover, But I got that liquor that I bought for damn Pride. I was like, I was gonna have, but I'm definitely gonna get back to drinking on the show again and everything like that. Cause you know, why not?
Why not? Okay, I'm down. So our next episode is back to cocktails.
So back to cocktails again. Get that one. Cause I mean, yeah. Just not make no. It's no motherfucking reason. Shit.
Let's get tipsy. But I guess that's the episode. So holla.
Oh, well, wait.
But what else we got left?
Just in case there's some people to hear that's new that has never seen us before, where can they find you?
Oh, girl, you got to remind me. Yeah. So, Everson, what you always say, will you do it for me this time?
Tyreek, if the listeners or anybody is watching wants to find you or see what's going on with you, or, you know, kind of follow what's going on with, you know, you and your busy ass life, where can they find you? Where they can hit you up?
You can find me at Mr. Telltales on IG. That's where I love to be at. But MrTelltales.com, MisterTelltales. Of course, on Facebook is Tyreek, Mr. Telltales as well. I just got me a new Etsy account, so if you're selling some stuff, let me know, DM me, because I've just been buying stuff on Etsy, like, up the storm. So it is so easy to just buy stuff from people, authentic art and ideas, and I was like, oh my God, Amazon, you're in trouble, because Etsy is where my coins is going. But yeah, find me there. And how can we find you, Edmondson, Edmondson Style?
Well, I hang out on IG, okay? That's just where I be at all the time. So if you want to hit me up, see what's going on with me, see what I'm ranting about for the week, when it comes to anything fashion or style wise, that's the style where it's at. But actually, you could also find more in depth, longer forms of content on my website, essencestyle.com. The bitch is back blogging again. I'm not giving up on my baby ever. I'm a blogger and I don't give a fuck. I'm always blog. You can definitely find content there if you want longer form. If you want to read, really see some outfits, get some outfit inspiration, all that kind of jazz and all that kind of shit, you can find me about. I'm everywhere else. I'm on TikTok. If you're on TikTok, go over to TikTok and follow a bitch. Everybody talk about how the algorithm's so good over there. It ain't doing shit for me. But I'm on TikTok. I got stuff over there. I'm messing with style on TikTok. Facebook, I'm there. I have a page. I have a page there. And Twitter. I do have active stuff on Twitter, just articles and stuff. But Essence Style, pretty much everywhere. But if you really want to find me, you can always find me.
Okay. Well, holla.
Officially holla now. Officially. Headed for the ground. I carry my city through my sound.